Hello everyone. Today we are going to talk about the infallible process expert Java developers use to diagnose and fix their production application. My name is Vipin Sharma. I'm a senior software developer. I help professional Java developers to learn language features so they can work on the best Java projects. I write about language features on my blog, jfeatures.com. Today we are going to talk about how do you troubleshoot problems in your Java applications using free and open source tools available with your JDK. And we have divided these tools into three categories. First is tools which are used with running Java process. Second one is troubleshooting a hang Java process. And third one is a tool to debug your Java application when you do not have IDE. Now we'll see all these commands in action. We'll try to define set of steps you need to take to troubleshoot any problem in your Java application. For that, I'll share my screen. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to run a Java program. So this program creates a deadlock. I'm running this program. Okay. And the first command we are going to see is JPS. It helps you to list down process IDs, Java process IDs. These are your process IDs. You can also specify a argument M that displays arguments passed to the your Java program. So in my case, this is my Java program, deadlock AOS, this is process ID, and these are the two arguments I passed. Okay. There's one more option available in JPS, JPS minus V. It helps you to display JVM arguments passed to the Java program. You can read more about JPNs on my blog. There is a specific blog post on that. I'll clear my screen and we'll go to the next command, jinfo. So in some cases, you may want to see VM flags. You may want to check VM flags for your Java process. For that, the helpful command is jinfo. Jinfo can be used like this. You specify minus flags, you give process ID, and you see all the flags. And it's like a lot of information. Maybe you just want some specific information. Maybe you just want to see information related to G1 GC. So you can use this flag like this and you get this information. Okay. Then you also have an option. You can check system properties. What were the system properties passed to your Java program? This is how you check system properties. Okay. Now the next command is going to be jmap. So now we have seen so far JPS points process IDs, jinfo provides information for Java process. Now we'll see if you need to take, if you want to take a look at memory, what is going on in your Java process. Jmap is a command to help. The first thing in jmap, first option is I would like to show histogram. So this is how you take histogram. Let me show you what is there in histogram. See, it has number of instances, and then it has size in bytes, and then it has a class name. So for example, we'll take a string. So for a string, there are 10,713 instances. But in some case, if you see millions or billions of